The roundup continues now with our Monday afternoon feature, Monday Playbill, and the series called The Super Adventures of Mary Marvelous, written by Beverly Cooper. Mary Marvelous, otherwise known as Mary Fobbs, was an ordinary, time-challenged working mom with a husband and two kids. That is, until the day her knife got stuck in her toaster and she got zapped. Then she discovered she possessed powers that were anything but ordinary. Here is Episode 1, featuring Catherine Disher and John Jarvis in Something About Mary.
Bread.
There's raisin bagels.
Not compatible with salami.
Or there's pita in the freezer. Harriet, I don't mind if you read as long as you keep eating.
I'm eating. See? Banana.
Oh, Charlie, please stay still.
Dad, what are you doing with the mayo?
I am attempting to make a salami sandwich with two frozen pitas, akin to gluing two compact discs together.
How many librarians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I'm not fond of librarian jokes.
Shh.
Harriet.
Oh, Charlie, not on my clean shirt.
What did he do?
Spinning goop. Darn. Where's the... Oh, my gosh. It's Blue Box Day.
I put it out already.
You didn't? No, it's not.
I did. Last night, I put it right out on
the... No!
I don't believe it.
Not again.
What is the world coming to when some scoundrel purloins a blue box? Something designed to protect our environment?
Oh, I just like to throttle whoever is doing
okay,
that.
Okay, Mary. Breathe. Breathe. Let's not let it get to us. Maybe whoever took it really needs it.
Oh, for what? You mean maybe they're alcoholics and don't have enough room for all their empties?
Alcoholism is a disease, not a choice.
Oh, excuse me, but it's almost time to go to school.
Okay. I can drop you off at the library, Bob, first. Then Charlie, drink your juice, Harriet.
You've got Charlie's goop in your hair.
What? Oh, my bagel. Bob, can you grab Charlie?
Mm.
The thing is jammed again. I'll have to try it.
Don't forget to unplug. Mary? Mary? Can you hear me?
Should I call 911, Dad? 911?
Mary, sweetheart.
Where's the phone? I can't find the phone.
Under the newspaper. Mary!
Mommy?
Oh, my dear. You're all right here. Are you up? Did you find the phone?
Here it is. Should I?
Yes, 911.
No, I'm fine.
Did you put a knife in the toaster?
Put your coat on, Harriet. We'll drive your mother to the hospital. Find Charlie's shoes.
No, I don't need to go to the hospital. I feel fine, actually. I feel good. Different, though.
Oh, you gave me a scare, Mrs. Fobbs.
You scared me too, Mom.
Oh, hey, sweet boy. Mommy's fine. Oh. A little stupid.
You could say that again. How many times have you told me?
Oh, I feel like my brain cells are just rearranged.
Are you sure you don't want to see a doctor?
I'm fine. Probably needed a little electroshock therapy. Look, Bob, no troubles. Happy.
Let me help
I'm
you.
I'm okay, really.
Then you better get a move on. Harriet, get your homework. Come on, Charlie, let's find your shoes.
What are you looking at, Mom?
What? Oh.
You're staring into the microwave.
Oh, no, I was just looking at my reflection. Do I look different to you?
Were you expecting your hair to stand on end like in the cartoons?
Mary, can you toss me my keys? I'll take Charlie out to the car.
Where are
you? On the counter.
Catch!
Holy smokes, Mary. What are you trying to do? You nearly pierced my left earlobe. Jeez. It's stuck on the door frame. I have to... There. I don't know what you were trying to accomplish. Come on, Charlie. Hurry up, Harriet. Can you bring them my lunch?
Nice throw, Mom.
I didn't mean to.
But I don't understand why God wanted to drown everyone.
Doesn't it say? I mean, the people were bad, so...
It said Noah and everyone else drowned.
Oh, it's just a story, Harriet. A parable.
Don't you believe in God, Mom?
Sort of. Sometimes. I think I do, of course. Oh, Harriet, stop asking me questions about God when I'm driving. I'll be back in a minute. Oh, come on, Charlie.
Ask Granny if she's got the latest Inquirer. The one where Diana's ghost...
Harriet, your father would burn the house down before he'd let an inquirer share his home.
You're running late this morning.
Oh, I had to drop Bob off.
Oh, how's my little Charlie Warley? Oh, you come to Granny. Oh, aren't you a big chubby?
And our blue box was stolen.
Now again, there must be recycling zealots in your neighborhood.
I may not be back until 1:15. Roxanne wants me to help her with a study
fine. No, that's fine. Senior citizens have nothing better to do than play bingo and look after their grandchildren. Did you do something with your hair? You look different.
No. I've got to get Harriet to school.
New glasses? Eyeshadow? I remember finding you slathering Yardley's pot of shadow.
Oh, my gosh, Mother. You'll be bringing out the home movies next. Bye. See you at 1:15.
Yeah. Oh, come on now, Charlie. Let's let Oprah tell us what to make of the world.
But if God drowned everybody except Noah and his family, then how did the whole new bunch of people get born? I mean, did brothers and sisters get married?
Harriet, I'm going to have to drop you off in front of the school. I'm running late. Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a good day.
See you later, alligator.
Oh, your lunch. Harriet, your lunch. Your lunch. No, wait. There's a truck coming. Harriet, stay on the sidewalk. Sweetie, the truck stopped just in time.
You okay, kid?
You should slow down in a school zone.
How you do that, lady?
Do what?
You stopped the truck with your hand. One hand.
No, I
saw the whole thing.
It's all right, Mrs. Filibuster.
Our Harriet was just about to be rearranged by a truck when you flung yourself in the path of danger, stopping the oncoming monolith with sheer willpower. I have always said, never underestimate the power of a mother with a child in danger. I'll have to get the PSA to write it up for the Secord webpage. I'll notify the news stations. This will put Laura Secord Elementary on the map.
Please don't.
Mrs. Fobbs, in this day and age of cutbacks and funding, it's a PR war out there. We may get a donation from Bill Gates himself with this kind of publicity. Don't you go anywhere, Mrs. Fobbs. I'm going to get on the blower.
I have to go to work. Harriet, take your lunch.
But my principal,
principal
wants you to...
Principal, Filibuster needs her glasses checked. Bye, sweetie. Please be careful.
I will. Emma, did you see what just happened?
What did just happen? Hello, this is Mary Fobbs. I'm calling from Canfax Market Research Firm, and today we're conducting a survey on the fat content in cheese, and I was just wondering if I might take a few minutes of your time to ask you...
Hey, Mary, did you hear the news about the superwoman?
No, I...
Trixie heard about a woman who stopped like a 10-ton truck with one hand.
Already? I mean... Oh, really?
Yeah, trying to protect her kid from being squished like a ripened banana in front of Laura Secord Elementary. Isn't that Harriet's school?
Yes, it is. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. You know, women are always acting so mousy, like they can't do anything. And then wham, put them to the test and off they go, stopping 10-ton trucks.
Are you sure it was that big? I mean, it didn't look
you
like...
You watch. There'll be all sorts of women stopping 10-ton trucks every chance they get now that they know it can be done.
Oh, I hope not. Sounds a bit far-fetched to me. I'd wait until they confirm
it. Don't be such a naysayer, Mayor. Celebrate it, you know? How's the cheese study coming?
Oh, I've almost reached my quotas on females over 40 who actually have quite a bit to say about the fat content in cheese. However, most of the other groups are staying pretty mum on the subject.
Do you think you'll have it done by Friday? The client's getting on my back.
I can try, but... What's that thing?
What thing?
In your purse.
In my purse? What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry.
My purse? You've been looking in my purse?
No, it's see-through or something. I can see it.
It's not see-through. It's brown leather. And it's closed. What are you staring at?
That thing. That contraption with the knobs.
Would you keep your voice down? It's a tool for Eli and me. For tonight. From the love shop.
The love shop? You don't put that... Oh, my Lord. Does it fit?
Stop looking at my purse like that. You've been snooping in my purse.
No, I would never look in your purse. I can see right through
it. You needed something, a tampon or something. You could just ask me.
Roxanne, of course I would. I don't know what's the matter with me. I mean, just now, just for a moment, I could see into your purse.
What, like you have X-ray vision or something?
Yeah. No, I couldn't. It's gone now, anyway.
There is something weird going on with the cosmos. Women stopping 10-ton trucks, seeing into purses. I'm going to call my astrologer. This is too spooky.
I can ask her why our blue box was stolen again.
Again? Is it a full moon or something? Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I better hit the phones again.
Mary, you can't see through anything else.
Huh?
You know, through my clothes or...
What? Oh, you mean see your pink... I would never!
Just wondering. You want to have lunch?
Oh, can't. Gotta go pick up Charlie.
See you tomorrow.
Hello?
Hello. This is Mary Fobbs. I'm calling from CanFacts Market Research Firm, and today we're conducting a survey on the fat content in cheese. And I was really hoping that you would give me the 50 moments.
Dad, can you help me with this? I'm dissecting a mole tomorrow, and I have to know all the parts.
Ah, the Lepidoptera family.
I don't know what these are.
Antenna?
Antennae. Take that out of your mouth, Charlie.
What's he got?
Chewing gum with fluff. I don't appreciate how your mother enters our house.
Charlie left his itty-bitty tidbit toy.
At least she rang the bell.
Hello, Bob. How are things in the book stacks?
Just fine, Wanda. Fine.
Well, have you thought about what you're going to do when librarians are made obsolete?
A child stepped out into the path of an approaching truck, only to be saved by her mother, who apparently stopped the truck with one hand and pulled her child to safety with the other. The identity of the superwoman remains a mystery. Several women have stepped forward claiming to have been the heroic mom, but none has been confirmed.
Mom!
Harriet, finish your homework.
But...
No buts.
But the girl wants to hear about a superwoman, don't we all?
I'm turning it back on.
No!
Mary, you broke the radio.
It's totally flattened. Wow. Mom, that's so cool.
My. Temper. That kind of overreaction could be premenopausal.
It certainly is inappropriate.
Would you just leave me alone? You may all have time to listen to far-fetched radio crap, but I have to go fold the laundry.
Did I say something wrong?
It's Mom. Don't you see? It's Mom.
There's nothing wrong with your mother. I must have said...
I'll go talk to her. You finish your homework, Harriet. Oh, Bob, grab Charlie. He's chewing on an old boot there.
What's the matter, Mary?
Nothing's the matter, Mom.
Well, there is. You're crying. Come on, give it up.
Oh, it's allergies.
Are you and Bob having problems?
No.
Well, I'll ask him myself if you won't talk to him. You know, it's time Bob and I had a heart-to-heart
No,
talk.
Mother.
Well, then, why'd that radio program bother you so much?
All right, just sit down.
Sounded just like a human interest story.
That was me and Harriet she was talking about.
What?
When I dropped Harriet off at school this morning, she walked right in front of a truck. It was coming so fast, I don't remember what happened, really. It's like a blur. But people said that I stopped the truck with one hand. I've heard of women having incredible human strength when their child is in danger, but I'm no superwoman.
Oh, I thought you looked different when I saw you this morning. But take your glasses off.
Oh, what's that got to do with it?
The color of your eyes has changed. They're green.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. They're blue.
No, look in the mirror in the hall.
Oh, what a day. First the blue box is stolen, and then I get zapped by the toaster. They are green! I haven't felt the same since, and then at work I saw right through Roxanne's purse, right into it, and it wasn't even open. What? What? Don't look at me like that.
Oh, boy.
Stop it.
You've got it.
Tell me what you're talking about.
Ooh, big changes are coming. Oh,
40 is way too early for menopause.
Oh, boy.
Okay, get lots of rest and maybe just go on a juice fast. Yeah, or something. I'm sure I'll feel just fine in the morning. Oh, stop looking at me like I'm going to drop dead.
I'm not looking at you like that.
You heard something horrible about women and menopause on Oprah this morning.
No, there's something I
should have told you a long time ago.
Oh, if you're going to tell me about hot flashes and losing my sexuality and the side effects of hormone replacement therapy, I don't want to hear it, okay? Not today.
Mary, you're levitating. They're 2 feet off the ground. You were 2 feet off the ground.
What's happening to me?
Mary, I just wanted to say, if you're upset about the blue box, I got a new one. Did you do something different with your hair?
Oh, no!
Well, it looks nice. I don't mean...
Mary, you
Mother
should listen to what
I... just leaving. Thanks for returning, Tidbit, Mother. Time to get ready for bed, Harriet. Say goodbye to your grandmother.
Bye, Granny!
Is Mary all right, Wanda? She got a shock from the toaster this morning, and I...
Tighten your seatbelt, Bob. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Am I missing something?
Mummy, why didn't you want to listen to the radio?
Oh, I don't know, Harriet. I guess it upset me.
But you did stop the truck. You just put your hand out and completely stopped it.
It all happened so fast. I was just so frightened.
I thought it was going to run me over.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. If anything ever happened to you, I love you so much, sweetie.
I know. How did you get so strong?
I don't know. But I guess no one will be getting in my way now.
I guess not.
For now, it's our little secret, okay? Don't tell anyone.
Not even Daddy? Why?
I have to figure it out for myself first, okay? Okay, now you go to sleep.
Night, Mom.
Good night. Coming! Coming!
Hi, Mum.
Oh,
this isn't a Charlie day. I just want to talk to you. Do you have a minute?
A minute?
Well, you were hinting at something last night, and...
What I have to tell you will take more than a minute.
I'm trying not to take your time for granted.
Take your coat off. Come, Charlie loves, let me help you with your jacket. Now, you'll have to keep an open mind.
You weren't referring to menopause, were you?
You'd better sit down.
Oh, don't get all melodramatic, Mom. You make
sit
me...
down.
All right. I'll feed Charlie.
Now, I tried to tell you this once before when you were getting married to Bob.
I probably thought it was another ploy to stop the wedding.
Well, at that time, I was certain that you hadn't inherited...
Oh, my gosh. Inherited what?
Wait till I finish, Mary, before you start asking questions. I was worried that if you had children, a girl, that... Well, the Morgan family has a history. An ancient domestic skeleton.
Oh, for gosh sakes, Mom,
well,
please.
Dear, now, it's not your run-of-the-mill skeleton. Some of the Morgans were embarrassed by the whole notion that women in our family have...
Yes?
Possessed special powers.
Ah, what kind of special powers?
Great Granny Olson was run out of town because she kept levitating during church. They began to think she might be a witch. She ran away with the circus and, I believe, had quite a successful career. Though Mother refused to talk about her. No, I think they called her, oh, what was it, Hovering Hazel.
Oh, this is a load of bunk. Now, Charlie's gone to sleep.
No, listen. I suspect that your rendezvous with the toaster jump-started your gene pool and released some wonderful faculties.
I feel like a freak.
But I was born with extrasensory perception. But every time I guessed what my mother was thinking, she'd rap me on the knuckles with a wooden ruler, and finally I just stifled that part of my brain. Times have changed, however.
Oh, Mother, you've been absorbing too much trash.
No, well, listen, stopping a truck with one hand, seeing into Roxanne's purse, crushing a radio, levitating... What, you think these are just little coinky-dinkies?
Well, that was yesterday. I feel normal today. Mom, what are you doing with that vase?
Don't!
I don't believe it. You just threw a vase at me. You could have killed Charlie.
I knew you would catch it, and you did.
Oh, but what if I hadn't? It's just like the time you threw me off the dock and said, swim, and I nearly drowned.
But you didn't. You've always underestimated your abilities, Mary.
I'm getting out of here before you push me down the stairs just to see what happens. Where's Charlie's jacket?
You mustn't deny who you are,
oh, stop
Mary.
It, Mother. You've had your say, and now I'm taking my baby back to my normal home to live my normal life, okay? Now, I don't want to hear any more of this hocus pocus. Goodbye!
And may the force be with you. Oh, know yourself, Mary. Know yourself.
What's for supper, Mom?
Chicken with peas.
I hate peas.
All right, cucumber then. I want you to set the table. Hey. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What is it, Mom?
I'll be right back.
Put that blue box down.
What? That's too freaky. How did you know I was here?
Because I can see through doors, that's why. What were you doing with my blue box?
Nothing. Oh, hey, put me down. I'm afraid of heights.
I'll put you down when you tell me why you've stolen 5 of my blue boxes.
All right. I'm an artist, right? And I'm doing an installation piece about the death of the Earth with blue boxes and pasta bows.
Pasta bows?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's called stealing. This is my blue box. Mine!
Okay. Put me down.
Are you going to steal any more blue boxes?
No, I probably got enough.
Maybe you should return the ones you stole.
All right, but I spray-painted profanities all over them, so... Ow!
I don't want to see your nose hairs ever on this street again. Do you understand?
Well, there's no need to be foul about it.
How'd you like me to drag you to the top of that tree and leave you there?
All right, I'm going. Artist hater. Must be one of those Canadian Alliance freaks.
Mom, where are my markers?
I don't know. Harriet, did you set the table?
No, I'm too tired. I need my markers.
Charlie hit his head on the table.
Mom, did you just put my hair spindly and I look like I...
Oh, Harriet, set the table, please.
The library wants me to work the Friday night shift, so that means I can't pick up Harriet because I have to be there at 4:30, which is an impossible time anyway, because if Harriet's going to be at school until 3:30, that's an hour difference.
I am a supermom. I am a supermom.
Hooray for Mary Marvel! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvel! Just like us, if she can stop a bus. Mary Bob started her day like any other day in May, but strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake! Zap! Electrocution is no joke. The pots of Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her, but she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly!
She can lift heavy objects!
She can dither!
She can save the world!
But can't she get a babysitter?
Sure she can! So,
hooray for Mary Marvel! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvel! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvel!
That was Something About Mary by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher was Mary, John Jarvis was her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother Wanda, Janet Vandegraaff was Roxanne, Deborah Drakeford was reporter Muffet Marks, Robin Craig was Mrs. Filibuster, and James Key was the artist and the truck driver. Original music composed by Donald Kwan, the production intern was Laurie McNamara. Linda Grusin was the casting director, Dave Carley the script editor, the associate producer Sally Han, the recording engineer Greg DeClute, sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Something About Mary was produced and directed in Toronto by James Roy.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.